I'm Ray Basil. That's the name my earthly parents gave me. I come from my home country a few thousand years ago with a word.
Amen.
It really did.
Yes. Amen.
I don't know how many eons of time I've passed through. I've always been. And I said last night, I'm not excited about leaving here. But if I do, I've got other countries to go to.
Amen.
You look at me like I'm funny. You ain't heard nothing yet. I was asked this question in my heart about three years ago. And it wasn't premeditated. It wasn't anything I'd ever heard, or to my knowledge, I hadn't heard it. But this is what I ask inside. Who am I? Mm-hmm. Why am I here? Mm-hmm. Where did I come from? Where am I going? That came out of my being to me. Who am I? Where'd I come from? You see, I'm like most people, I bought the big lie. Mm-hmm. Hook, line, and sinker.
Amen.
Maybe you didn't, but I did. And Christianity, as Christianity is taught, is much of a myth mm-hmm. as anything else is.
Amen.
I said the way it's taught. And I wouldn't offend you for nothing in the world, but I'll declare to you who I am.
Amen.
I now know who I am.
Amen.
I know where I came from. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly certain when I came, but I know where I came from. Amen. My only son told me, he said, Dad, we volunteered to come into this form that we're in. I said, wait a minute, speak for yourself.
That's true.
Whether I volunteered or whether I was sick, I got here.
Yeah.
And in the process of coming through a normal birth canal, I forgot who I was.
Yeah.
And by the time I got to where I could speak, I was taught a language that was contrary to my home language. I did some missionary work in different parts of the country, different parts of the world. And they all have their different dialects.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel, every time I go to one of those countries, I feel so helpless because I can't speak their language.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some young Spanish people laugh at me. They said, you sound funny. I said, oh no. I'm not the one that sounds funny. You sound funny. And you see, the truth is this. Once we get back our pure language,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
everybody's going to sound funny.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to think back and think, dear God, did I say that? Yeah, you did. So I know who I am, I know where I came from, I know why I'm here, and I know where I'm going.
Amen.
I may not know all the ramifications in between, that don't really matter. I just know. And I've got no gloom and doom songs to sing.
Amen.
And you're funny if you think I'm going to join your crowd and sing about waiting on anything, anywhere, anytime.
Amen.
I ain't waiting, honey. And it's going to amaze you. It will shock you. Some of these days, you will open your mouth to sing some songs and to say some things that you used to say, and you can't say nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, glorious day.
Yes.
Oh, glorious day.
Yes.
You see, The rapture theory taught us to wait and hope.
Yeah.
It was a myth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're still waiting and hoping, you're out of it. Don't get angry at me now. I got to preach tonight. If you'll come hear me, I'll come to your house and preach to you. It's amazing. I thought this, it's amazing. Have you ever looked at somebody and say, you sure look nice?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, oh, gee. You know you do. But you're afraid to admit that you really do look nice. I got my hair painted. I'm going to get a three-tone job, red, white, and blue. I'm going to be very patriotic.
Yeah.
I look at some of y'all, I just thank God I got hair. I mean. But the little girl that put the paint on my head, I gave her a tip. Now, she would have been insulted if I hadn't have. But when I did, she said, oh, gee, you didn't have to do that. I said, I know it. But if I hadn't have, she got her feelings hurt. Well, why don't you come around and look at somebody and say, you sure look good. They may know you're lying, but say it anyway. But we've been afraid to identify with who we really are. Somebody sent me a note on my computer the other day. And this is almost the exact word. It said, I got baptized and I'm now a Christian. They said nothing about God. Really, they didn't. I got baptized and now I'm a Christian. Hallelujah. Well, I got baptized, but I ain't a Christian. I'm not a Buddhist either. And I'm not a Roman either. I'm a son.
Amen.
And I come from Father's glory world.
Yes.
With a message that you have got the same glory
yes.
that the firstborn had.
Yes.
It's not something you're gonna be. It's who you are.
Yes.
Let me ask you, do you really believe that the man Jesus was a son of God?
Amen.
Well, now I ask you this. Do you really believe that you are as much of a son as he
yes.
is?
Yes.
Well, we act like it.
That's right.
Oh, you, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I said last night, and I don't mean to be funny, but this is the truth. I ain't walking with God. If I say this long enough, you'll hear it. And he's not holding my hand leading me anywhere. And I'm not following God. Now, I don't mean to be rambunctious here. But the truth is, I'm walking in him.
Amen.
He's not holding my hand.
Amen.
He's not wiping my tears. I ain't got none. Y'all look at me like I've come out of the cotton fields of Arkansas. You're right, I did. I'm going to preach in a minute. This is what you call your hors d'oeuvres. You know, these are the mushroom before you get the steak. I enjoy being who I am.
Amen.
You might as well.
Amen.
You're going to have to live with yourself. Why not enjoy you? Not what you think. Well, I can't stand myself. Well, that's probably why somebody else can't stand you. Have you ever got mad at yourself?
Yeah.
Tell me the truth now.
Yeah.
And you just swore, I don't like me. But you lied because you live with you. So you must like you pretty well. Huh?
Amen.
I like you. And you see, I like you just like you is. when I was pastor in Alabama for so many years, I used to go to church, uptown on Saturday afternoon and watch the colored folks. Man, they dip one another snuff, chew one another's tobacco, kiss one another's wives, hug one another, dance in the streets, and have a ball. I thought, that's got to be the happiest people in the world. They just got to be the happiest people in the world. But I'd watch them when they walk up and shake hands, and you know how they shake hands, they don't. And I watched them, and they don't say, how is it, or what is it, but what it is. Yeah. What it is. And so I pray, I listen so long, I get to talk like they talk, what it is. Sometimes I don't know what it is, but I know it is.
I don't.
And I like what it is, don't you?
Amen.
I look at somebody and just say, hey, you sure look good this morning. Come on and do that. And you said to your wife, kiss her real big. Kiss her real big. Smooch her good. Man, I feel awful this morning. Is this going on tape?
Yeah.
You're hooked now, brother.
It's still good.
If you bought this, and I hope you did, let's turn to Revelation chapter 1. Whatever I'm going to shoot, I better shoot now. I might not get a chance to pull a second barrel, right? No, really, this is the greatest day of my life. And that young man, I admired him when he said, I'll be 30. And I went way back yonder, trying to think when I was 30. And finally, I remember part of it. I was pastor of a church in Alabama when I was 30. Didn't know a whole lot, no more than I did then. Somebody told me one time that age and experience are good teachers. I ought to be the best. I got a lot of both of them.
Yeah.
Isn't this an awesome time?
Amen.
Really it is. And I know you've got moans and groans and blues and critters and you've got problems and heartaches, but I'm going to tell you an honest truth. The most of those things is because you don't know who you really are.
That's right.
The tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Age-old controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said you're supposed to eat the good. And I'll tell you this. Until you get rid of that whole cotton-picking tree,
that's right,
in your consciousness,
uh-huh,
you've got to get rid of the good,
mm-hmm,
as well as you have the evil of that tree.
Amen.
If you don't, you've always got a mixed understanding.
Mm-hmm. That's
right.
Because that tree wasn't a thing in the world but the law of God.
That's it.
The tree of knowledge,
mm-hmm,
of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in perception.
Mm-hmm.
You look at one side of it and you see good and you say, oh, that's good and I'm going to do that. You've got to get rid of the tree.
Yes.
This ain't strange stuff to you. You've heard this.
Amen.
If you don't get rid of the good as well as you do the evil, you've still got a mixed,
mm-hmm,
consciousness.
Amen.
It's the truth.
Amen.
Let me say again, the tree of the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge will puff you up.
Amen.
I don't care whether it's good or bad.
Yep.
You've got to get rid of the tree. That's why he said the axe has got to be laid to the root.
Mm-hmm.
Hear this. The root. You can pick the fruit off of it and still have the tree. You got to go get rid of the root so that thing won't never come back.
Amen.
Up in your consciousness again.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The accuser of the brethren,
mm-hmm,
is not a thing in the world but the law.
Amen.
Knowledge of good and evil will always accuse or excuse you. Depends on your perception of it.
Yeah.
You love me now?
Yeah.
It said Adam walked in the cool of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Go get your concordance and find the word cool. It literally says spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Adam walked in the spirit of his day.
Mm.
And what is this? Somebody said, oh, Adam sinned. It don't say Adam sinned. Adam took of the tree. And it was the tree of the knowledge that showed him his true state. Or it actually showed him a false concept. The moment he took of the knowledge, he seen himself from a different dimension than he really was. And religion has fed us a constant diet of a false concept of somebody that God never intended for us to be. So we do like Adam. We go get baptized and join a church. He made him, he got religion. See, knowledge showed him he was naked. And so he got religion. And he goes to church on Sunday. I'm not being funny now. This is just actuality. This is facts. Probably joined the choir. I mean, he probably got baptized. And he probably started paying his tithe. He should have. Y'all sure look at me funny. But y'all look funny to me too. First thing that God asked him when he met him, he said, who told you that you was naked? You ain't hear me now. Somebody told him that he was somebody that he really wasn't. It was the serpent that said, when you eat, well, God said, don't eat that stuff. And of course, when you did, here come the serpent. Did it ever occur to you that the serpent didn't show up until the tree did? And in the book of Genesis, he's just a serpent. Time to get to Revelation, he's a red dragon. And this is what Jesus said about him. He was a lie from the beginning.
Amen.
If you've got a mentality about who the devil is, I'll tell you right now, he's a lie.
Yeah.
And to be carnal minded is
death.
Yes. You want to know who the devil is? These tapes will go to different parts of the country, and I'll probably get some good email, but that's all right. But you see, he made this statement. He said, you shall know the truth. And the truth, it ain't my theology, it's not your understanding, it's the truth that frees you from carnality, from the carnal mind. It's the truth that will make you free from the concept of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I'm going to tell you again, there's no serpent shows up until the tree shows up. Adam simply walked in the spirit of his day and had fellowship with God in his day. And I'm here to tell you now that Adam came to an end, and I'm not walking in the spirit of Adam. I'm not walking in the understanding of that tree. I'm walking in the revelation of who I really am in my God.
Amen. Amen.
And it don't do me a bit of good to know who he was if I don't know who I am. That went by me, but I'm going to say it again. Everybody sings about Jesus. Why don't you sing about you? Oh, no, I'm not being mean. It's not all about him. It's about you. Of course it's about him, but it's about you. The moment you separate yourself from him, you become double-minded. One scripture says you become two-souled. You've got a mentality of who he is, but you've got a different mentality of who you are.
Right.
And the scripture said this, as he is, so are you in this present world.
Amen.
And that's what he said. Fight if you want to fight, but that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
But we're afraid to believe who we are.
Right.
You remember when he said this, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
The next statement, he tells you what that mind was. Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God? That's the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Who thought? It all depends right here.
Mm-hmm.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Amen.
And as long as you've got a double-minded mentality that he's somebody and you're somebody else, I'm telling you now, you're in for a rude awakening. And this is hard stuff, and I know it is. But there's a word that's going to wash away the refuge of lies that we swallowed all of our lifetime. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready for it. I don't care how it comes, I'm ready for it. I'm tired of this stuff. I'm tired of religion. Aren't you tired of it? I'm tired of being told how naked I am. I'm tired of being told I was a no good sinner and I need to get saved. I'm tired of that stuff. I want somebody to tell me now who I am. I want somebody not afraid to identify with their own self as they really are. Go to Revelation chapter 1. Here's what he said. Are we going to eat lunch here today? Mm-hmm. What time are we going to eat? 4 o'clock?
Whenever you get dressed.
Ah.
No time in the Lord.
The revelation of Jesus Christ. I hope you read this. The revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Now, pause just a minute. The angel said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now, what is it? For he shall save who?
His people.
Who?
His people.
Who was his people? The lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
What he said, he came to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's his people.
Yes.
He came to his own, and his own received him not. His own was the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Amen.
Oh, come on now. Thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He shall save his people from their sins.
Mm-hmm.
The word sin comes from a word which literally means having missed the mark or coming short of the mark.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he said you've all missed the mark. And you've come short of the glory, which was the prize.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. You see, sin is not an act. Sin is a nature. That nature may produce acts, but the act is not a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, oh, he's just a drunkard. That don't mean he's a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't liking me now.
Oh, amen.
Somebody said, he's an alcoholic. He's committing sin. No, no, no. That's just an act. I ain't going there. We classified people good and bad. You know why we do? Because we ate the tree. Knowledge, good and evil. That's good, that's evil. That's evil, that's good. That's knowledge. That's what knowledge does. But the true Spirit of God will show you truth. Now, I'm an alcoholic. I'm not a drug addict. I've dealt with a lot of them. You ain't going to like what I'm going to say, Nick. Yeah, you will. You just love me to death over it. You ain't going to hug my neck after church, I promise you. No. Can I say this?
Go ahead.
You may never took a drink in your life. You may have never got high one time in your life, but you ate the tree.
Yeah.
Knowledge, good and evil. And I'm going to tell you what the tree does. It made you so self-righteous that you automatically abandoned everything else bad.
Yeah.
Love me now, kids.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Nobody ever had to tell me I was bad.
That's right.
I had an accuser that was all time accusing me. I don't want to deviate here, but stay with Revelation, but go to 2 Timothy, if you will, chapter 1. And I want to read 2 verses of Scripture, and I promise you I'm not going to stay there. I may come back there, but I want to share what I felt the Lord share with me this morning. In 2 Timothy, and I hope you read this, chapter 1, I'll read 3 verses, verse 8. I'll read 4 verses. Chapter 7. See, there's no beginning this thing.
That's right.
See, I've come to preach an everlasting gospel.
Amen.
That's what he said.
Right.
And I'm flying through your heavens with an everlasting gospel.
Amen.
That'll turn your world upside down.
Yes.
If it don't, I'm wasting my time and yours too.
Amen.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Is that what he said?
That's right.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Where did it come from? The tree. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you're afraid to identify with your true self?
Mm-hmm.
Fear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God didn't give it to you.
Mm-mm.
Here's what he gave you. But of love, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. A sound mind is the mind that you had with the Father before you become carnal-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all like me now?
Mm-hmm.
A sound. God gave you a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mind of God.
Yeah.
That's the mind of the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mind that you had before you become carnal-minded.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mind that's been replaced in you by the Spirit of proof.
Hallelujah.
Sure it is. And but because we've been carnal-minded so long, we still act carnal-minded so many of the times.
That's true.
We can identify with carnality a whole lot quicker than we can spirituality. The church come along and taught us gifts. Nine gifts, nine fruits. You can think what you want to. I don't care. You're as good as I am. But I know now that the gifts of the Spirit, it's like the fivefold ministry was given to the early church. It was never intended to be perpetuated on through the years. So we take a gift, thinking that a gift is going to make us spiritual.
Yeah.
Oh, hear me now. And the gift of prophecy emerged in the latter rain in 1949. When old brother Sister Beale in Detroit, Michigan, got the latter rain message from the country of Canada. And they would stand and worship and praise God for hours. And out of that worship would come a word of prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Only in those days, before you open your mouth and declared anything, you better know it come from God, because somebody's going to shut you up if you didn't.
Amen.
I long for that day.
Amen.
But you see, I've got a gift that makes me super duper spiritual.
Amen. Amen.
It don't. It actually shows how carnal we are to have to revert to a gift to start with. Now don't get mad at me. He never used a gift. The first son never used a gift. The first son never used faith. Why should you? Oh, y'all love me now. Somebody says, I'm just living by faith. You only live by faith until. Somebody said, I've got hope. Okay. What a man seeth, what do you get hope for it? Y'all know this is the truth. Y'all know this is the truth. We don't have to depend on formalities of religion. Once we know that we are as much a son as he is a son, and that me and the Father is much one as him and the Father was one, I've got the same glory that he had. He said so in John 17 and John 18. Come on now. And we've all waited for someday. I'm going to tell you now how bad day is now. Read with me. We was in Timothy, right? I get all excited. Can y'all tell that?
Who wouldn't?
Verse 9. Well, verse 8. Be not thou therefore. And he just got through saying about the therefore. Because you understand God didn't give you a spirit of fear. He said, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. You see, the true spirit of prophecy is the testimony of my Lord.
Yes.
That's what the book said.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of them said, yeah, I say unto thee, my son. That's a bunch of stuff. 99 times out of 100 what we call prophecy is a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't have to love me. It's up to you. And I by no means belittle anything that God does or uses to edify you. But we need to know, we need to be able to understand sometimes that everything that's supposed to be truth ain't truth. Oh, let's read. Okay. Verse 9, and I'll do this for time's sake. Read this out loud with me, if you will. Who have, now stop a minute, have what?
Faith.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Have.
Faith.
Have.
Already done it.
Have.
Mm-hmm.
When did he do it? Now look, I say and, that's your conjunction word, mm-hmm. and called us.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me share with you, the saved is called.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about the saved is called. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He saved us and called us
mm-hmm.
with a holy calling.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me tell you this, what he said. He said, every male that openeth the womb is holy.
Mm-hmm.
God, can we hear that?
Yes.
Every male or spirit that comes through the womb of the morning is holy unto God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes.
It's got nothing to do with me coming up here and going through my ritual. It all has to do with my understanding that he saved me and called me with a holy calling. And you see, I can go to Psalms, and you can too, and prove to you that we were birthed through the womb of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The womb of the new beginning.
Yes.
The womb of our day, not Adam's day.
Right.
I wasn't birthed through the same womb that Adam was birthed through.
Amen.
I was birthed through the womb of the morning, or the womb of the day. I got Adam's message.
Amen.
I got a word from home.
Yes.
Stand Adam and you'll die.
Sweet.
I'm reading. Read the rest up with me. Saved us, called us for the holy calling. Not according to our works.
Amen.
There ain't a thing in the world you can do to get saved.
Amen.
Don't take this wrong. But look at it again. According to his own purpose and grace. You got two words. Purpose, grace. Grace is the influence that worketh the purpose. That's what word grace means, divine influence on the heart. There would be no use you having a purpose if you didn't have grace.
Mm-hmm.
Because grace will work the purpose.
Yes.
And there's nothing you can do to do it.
Amen.
For by grace are you saved, and that not of yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It is a gift of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Can you all hear this now?
Amen.
According to his own purpose and grace. Now look at the which was given us in Christ Jesus when?
Before.
Said out loud.
Before.
My God, folks, this thing was summed up and finalized, and every T was crossed, and every I was dotted before we ever appeared here to start walking it out. Aren't you glad it's God? Aren't you glad for the mercies of God that worketh the whole thing? He said, for it is God which worketh in you both the will and the do of his good pleasure. I'm going to tell you again. He never called you to get everybody saved.
Right.
He called you to take the spirit of truth to all of creation.
Amen.
Minister of reconciliation.
Amen.
This is what Paul said. He stood and faced a bunch of people. And he said, I pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. Did he say it? And I had an experience last night that will be with me for a while. And the brother got up and confirmed what was said I believe, as much as I believe my name is, somewhere in that meeting last night, that was a baptism. I really believe that.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't about talking in tongues, and I do that more than any of you, so that's not it. But that is a baptism.
Yes.
That literally washes my mind. That will purge my conscience from dead work so I can have the conscience to serve the living God as He really is, and not as some religion has painted Him to be.
Glory.
And it's my day. It's your day. Young man, I almost envy you for being your age, and that's your lovely wife, I assume, or your girlfriend. Or if you could only know what God's got for you, you wouldn't be able to sleep at night. But you see, there's a mystery that's been hid from ages and ages and ages that you're going to understand. And some of us older ones can only hang on and hold on. What a day. What a day. I'm telling you now, it was finished before it ever began. Go to Isaiah chapter 4 and 6 and hear what he says. Remember! I'm the Lord, declaring the end from the beginning. And I'm telling you now, we're here, you're here to declare some things. And the word declare comes from a root word, literally means to bring into open expression. And he used two methods. Your mind and your mouth. For with the heart man believeth, but with the mouth confession is made. And you think on these things, he said. Think on these things. You see, a thought is an unspoken word. It'll do nobody no good. It won't do you any good to think on it. But once the mouth speaks what the mind thinks, and you're thinking with the mind of God, that's what he said.
Yes.
And once you start speaking what that mind thinketh, that's exactly what he did.
Hallelujah. Yes, he did.
The Father said, let there be, and there was.
Amen.
But you see, we was in the mind of God.
Yes.
His creation was in his mind. And I'm going to tell you now, there are eons and worlds yet to come waiting for you to show up to bring into an expression. Hear me now. I tell you now, my God, if all I had looked too forward to was this terra firma that I'm walking on now, I'd be of all men most miserable. That's why I don't get all shook up if I go to the holy ground. So what? Don't you come and cry over me. Don't come and sing and weep and mourn over me. Shout hallelujah. I'm just sounding a trumpet in another land. I've come to redeem all of God's creation.
Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And so, don't ever let the thought of you leaving here stay in your mind very long. See, you've got power to lay it down.
Right.
You've got power to pick it up.
Yes, sir.
See, if you lay it down here, you pick it up there.
That's right.
There's somebody else waiting for you to show up.
Amen.
My God, I hear this now.
Amen.
I do.
Hallelujah.
There's worlds waiting for you to show up.
Yes.
Somebody said, well, I can't show up until I'm perfect. That's like the teaching on corruption and incorruption. Oh, this corruption, you've got to put on incorruption. They've always said you've got to go to a holy ground to get rid of corruption. But I can show you by the book that you was born by an incorruptible seed.
Yes.
And there's no corruption in the seed that brought you here.
No, sir.
Amen,
no, sir.
My God, there ain't none. There ain't none. And I may come through a natural birth canal, birth channel, But from the time the water broke.
Yes. Hallelujah.
God, I don't want to go there, but I want to go there. And you being a mama, you know what happens when the water breaks. It's time for something to take place. And I'm telling you here and now, there's the breaking of the water.
Yes.
My God, there is. My God, there is.
Hallelujah.
There is a birthing now of that which is incorruptible.
Yes.
That's going to bring reconciliation.
Yes.
Not just the world of creation, but to every creature that God ever created.
Yes.
For time's sake, let's get away from here. Go back to Revelation. Because when I understood this, I understood me. And I'm not saying other people didn't see it. I never heard anybody tell me. And sometimes that's the best way to do it. I'm sure other people seen it. He said the revelation or the unveiling of Jesus Christ. I started saying, thou shalt call his name Jesus. But when Peter got the revelation, he never said, you're Jesus. You need to hear this now. Will you get angry if I tell you that I think sometimes we made an idol out of a man called Jesus? And Paul said, we don't know him after the flesh.
That's right.
Why do we keep worshiping the flesh man called Jesus? I don't know, do you? Somebody said, you don't believe it? Oh, yes, I believe in Jesus. But he's a flesh man.
Yes.
Not like we've taught. You remember the scripture when Paul said this, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. It started with casting down imaginations or image making. Hear me now. Get rid of the thing that creates images is what he's saying. Cast it down. And you know and I know that religion has created images for us to idolize.
Yes.
Oh, it's a fact.
Yes.
It's a fact.
Amen.
And he said, cast it down. Then he put a conjunction where he said, and every high thing that wants to exalt itself. Well, you see, the image that you created has knowledge of its own. Go to Revelation and watch that image, that beast that they created. Watch that thing called fire from heaven. Oh, y'all hear me now? And I think it was an image, an idol that they created. And everything bowed and worshiped. And the first thing you know, they gave it so much power that it was calling fire out of heaven. God, hear me now. It wasn't a thing, but an image.
That's right, yes.
And people worship it and gave it life. And I don't mean to sound, but start singing a song about Jesus and you can start crying real easy. You love me now? Don't throw a stone at me. I hope I so shake up your mind until you go home and all day long the Spirit of Truth will come through your mind like arrows.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Receive it, Lord.
Bring into naught everything that's not
yes.
of God.
Yes.
Bring it to a finish. Consume it, swallow it up, burn it up, get rid of it.
Yes.
Here. No. Is that clock right back there? Oh, Lord Jesus, I hope it ain't.
Go ahead.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto who?
Him.
Isn't that amazing? Somebody said, John Revelator. No. John didn't have a revelation.
Right.
Jesus Christ got a revelation of Jesus Christ. Read it. Jesus Christ got an unveiling of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what it says. He said God gave it to him. Now read the rest of it. He'll tell you why he did it. To show unto his servants things which must surely come to pass. Now the revelation of Jesus Christ was a sealed book. He'd already left here. And so it was now a sealed book. Jesus Christ is a sealed book. Mm-hmm. That's hid from the natural mind. Mm-hmm. You can read this scripture till you fall dead and never see him. Mm-hmm. You don't know who you're looking for.
Right.
Because he ain't what everybody says he is.
That's it.
And so we look for a picture of what the religious system has painted us of him.
Yeah.
And that's why we can't find him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really?
That's
yeah. Really good. I come through Winfield, Alabama on my way here. Brought back memories. I preached there some. Organized religion. We had homecoming, dinner on the ground, all day meetings. What a time we had. Man, what a time we had. And they got to where they wouldn't ask me to testify because they wanted singing afternoon. Does anybody here remember Reeb and Rabe that you sang out of Birmingham? Well, I never was real close to Reeb, but I was Rabe. He used to come to my church and sing. So we'd have dinner on the ground and singers would come in. We'd sing and dance and shout all afternoon. Y'all did that?
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome times.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And see, one thing I admire about you Alabama folks, I know y'all going to have some black-eyed peas and cornbread. Maybe some mustard greens or turnip greens or hog jaw or cow or sow belly or some of that down home stuff.
Hey, you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on.
Hurry up, Ray. Shut up. Let's go eat. So we had a homecoming. They got to where they wouldn't want me to testify because if I got open my mouth, everything fall apart. Nobody got to sing. And now you know if you got a talent and you want to sing, you know if you don't get sang, you'll get your feelings hurt. That's why your pastor has to ask you to sing sometime because if you don't sing, I'm going to pout. Some of you sound about like I do when you sing. Ain't I mean? I'm just downright hungry today.
Yeah.
All
right.
But I preached, had a big high platform. I went by the church on my way up here, still there. They got brick around now, just nice, and in those days, it wasn't so nice. You remember some of those days?
Yeah.
No air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, no fans.
Right.
And you'd hope somebody would shout so they'd stir the air. Really? And sometimes you wish they wouldn't shout because they probably haven't bathed in a week.
Yeah.
Oh, almost bad as the organ with a mouse in it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Y'all been to some of those good smell good meetings, haven't you? I don't know what I preached. We'd had dinner. While I was on the platform, a couple came in off the street. Nobody knew who they were. He had on a blue denim shirt, had a split in the back. She was dressed very, very modest, very, very poorly, I would say. They never said a word to nobody. They came in and sat on the front pew. Never opened their mouth. And they sat there. And when I had got through ministering, he got up and walked up and reached up. I was on the platform and he reached up and shook my hand and looked me in the eye and he said, "I see Jesus." Turned around and walked back to his seat and stood there till the service was over. Some of the ladies grabbed a plate of food and took them a plate of food because there's a lot of it down in the basement. They took the food graciously, walked out the door. Nobody seen it happen. They set their food on the steps and disappeared. Some of the men got in the car and went both streets, up and down the streets, and down the highway, trying to find who it was that had come into our assembly. Till this day, nobody knows, but I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
A messenger came to me.
Yes.
A messenger.
Yes.
That's what an angel is.
Yes.
That's what an angel is.
Mm-hmm.
A messenger. Sometimes he got a message and sometimes he just shows up.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you this? Will you erase from your mind all pictures that you've got of angels with wings?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Thank you.
Angels don't have wings.
That's right.
They look good on children's storybooks,
mm-hmm.
but that's what it is. It's a story
mm-hmm.
book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Don't ever teach your kids that angels are watching over you with wings.
Right.
That's not truth.
See,
it ain't truth. I'm probably looking at some angel this morning. Because an angel is a messenger with a message.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got a sermon, but he got a word. And it may just be one word.
That's right.
But he sent to your house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you this. That's why he said, be careful not entertaining strangers. For some has entertained angels. And you never know when that stranger that you don't like may have encountered an angel somewhere to come and show up at your house, at your door, to tell you one thing. You don't like his looks. You don't like the way he sounds. And you sure don't like what he preaches. But hold your peace. Unless you know that he's not somebody sent from God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I have to read the rest of this and I'm going to quit. He said to show his servant things which must shortly come to pass. Now look, he puts a conjunction word there, and.
Mm-hmm.
He separated, but he tied them together. And he sent and signified it by his angel
mm-hmm.
unto his servant, John.
Mm-hmm.
If the angel hadn't showed up, John wouldn't have known anything.
Right.
And every man of God that I know anything about nowadays believes and understands that this angel wasn't a thing in the world, but the Spirit of truth.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come to signify to John
right.
the truth
yes. mm-hmm.
that Jesus Christ just had a revelation
yes.
of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
And when the Spirit of truth comes to your house, he comes for a purpose
right.
to signify to you.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, you're the Christ of God.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Not Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
You're the Christ, the anointed. Yes. That's what the word Christ means.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
No man can tell you that till you can understand it until the Spirit of truth signifies it to you.
Amen.
And I tell you now, the Spirit of truth is amongst us.
Yes,
to signify to you that you are Son of God.
Yes.
You're not just a Son of God, you're the Son of God.
Yes.
And I heard what the brother said last night. This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased.
Yes.
Then he had this, hear you him.
Yes.
When you go to the book of Hebrews, in chapter 1, he said, God, sundry times in diverse places, spoke to us by the prophets. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And having these days
mm-hmm.
spoken to us by his son.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to tell you now, I'm not looking for a prophet.
Amen.
I'm not looking for a bishop.
Amen.
I'm not looking for none of that garbage. I'm hearing the voice.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's the voice of my Father mm-hmm. declaring who we are.
Yes.
Amen.
And he is saying, you hear.
Uh-huh.
You hear. That's my son. You hear.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You hear this?
Yes.
That's what the Father says.
Uh-huh.
That's my son. You hear him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Yes.
Verse 2. He said, who bear record of the word of God? Number 1.
Mm-hmm.
And the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's 2. Number 3, and of all things that he saw. He would bear testimony of three things: the word of God, the testimony of Jesus Christ. What was the testimony of Jesus Christ? That Jesus Christ was who he says he was.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. The Spirit of truth just said, hey, you're Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me ask, what does the Spirit of truth tell you? You ain't afraid to tell me, are you? What's the Spirit of truth telling you? That you are who God says you are.
That's right.
And now whether you believe or don't believe, that's what he's telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Your son.
Yes. Yes.
Your son.
Yes.
In your case, your priest.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I can't get away from this.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm.
I'll tell you this.
Praise God.
You're about to tear up somebody's cob house.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're about to change order of a whole bunch of things.
Hallelujah. I receive it, Lord.
And everything you've been through to this place, you've been here, what, 11 years, you told me?
Mm-hmm.
And you've gone through different things. But the consummation of all things is in hand, yeah, as far as you're concerned.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And you're not going to have to baby and pet and plead.
Hallelujah.
And coax. You're just going to stand and declare.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm going to declare something to you, to this audience. The hour is coming now is when you're going to come through those doors and you're going to forget about your singing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to forget about doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to forget about your talents.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to come for one purpose.
Amen.
And that's to worship God.
Yes.
And hear,
yes,
the Spirit of Father tell you who,
yes,
you are. Amen. Can you hear this now? Did you ever occur to you sometime that our what we call worship is so boring?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm ornery, aren't I?
Come on, you're doing good.
Amen. Amen.
But you see, we don't know anything else, and it becomes a ritual.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
I've done it. Time. I'm not bad mouthing you. I've done it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Go. Amen.
I had a dear brother that's gone to another country now. See, I had Sunday school superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all don't have one of those. I don't think you do. I hope you don't. But he stepped on the platform. It's time for us to begin service. And everybody quit talking. And they get ready to come to the choir. He never said what God said. He said, it's time to start service. And I don't know where he come from. And you know what that's all about.
Yeah.
Only thing about it, I can't find where Jesus did that.
Right.
I can't find where the apostle did that. I can't find where nobody did that.
That's right.
Where we got it from, I don't know yet, but I'm sure glad it's on its way out, aren't you?
Amen. Amen.
So, the dear brother, he went upstairs to his house, and he'd go upstairs early in the morning, and he'd plead and cry and beg, oh God, let us have a move of your Spirit. And he was just as honest as the days as long and so sincere. And I'm not bad-mouthing that. But you see, his concept of a move of the Spirit was for somebody to prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got through singing, and we had our Sunday school, and the kids was told Bible stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
I told Jasmine. And so the kids goes to their room, and some teacher tells him about Jesus and this. So at 11 o'clock, that was all over. We come back in. We had a board up there. We counted everybody was there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a big Sunday school crowd, you had a big church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm being funny.
Amen.
But I'm remembering some things.
Mm-hmm.
So when that's all over with, we go back to platform, get ready to sing. And I know I'm not going to get that service from him until somebody prophesies. I mean, as regular as we met on Sunday, that somebody had to prophesy. Because to him, That was a moving of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter what they prophesied.
Right.
It didn't matter if it was right or wrong, good or bad. They just had to prophesy. And to him, that was a moving of the Spirit. And after that was over, he could go home and have dinner. He was done. Sometimes I didn't have but 15 minutes left to preach. He'd take more time pumping folks to get them to move than he'd give me to give them life.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all know good well y'all been there.
Yeah, sure.
And you probably despise it as much as I do. You want me to quit?
No.
Just follow me, brother. Walk in.
I'm sorry, funny, but this is eating me alive. You'll never know who you are until you knew a revelation. Because you see, a revelation of him is a revelation of you.
Yes.
Can you hear this?
Mm-hmm.
Hear this. A revelation of him is a revelation of you.
Yes.
And the Spirit of Truth has come to give you a revelation of you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
Not try to get you to weep and cry, and you may do all that. But the Spirit of Truth has come to give you a revelation, not who you are. Appear to be, but of who you've always been.
Yes.
Oh, hear
yes.
me now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
This flesh form goes through a lot of, every 7 years it goes through a change.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's why it don't bother me. If I have to lay this one down, read Corinthians chapter 5, and Paul said, if this earthly house be dissolved, we have one eternal. In another world.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
Amen.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you again, if I haven't gone to the Holy Ground, don't you even come. And if you come, please don't weep. I told my kids, take me to the woods and feed me to the buzzards. They said, oh, Dad, why not? You've gone to the worms.
That's right.
The worms or the buzzards. You got your choice. Go to the hole and the worms will get you.
Right.
Lay on the sun and the buzzard will get you. What difference does it make?
Yeah.
You ain't home no way.
That's it.
Of course, funeral homes don't like that because they get $10,000 now just to come and, and paint you up and make you. Go to verse. Let's go to verse 9, and I'm trying to hurry. I'll tell you what, y'all pulling stuff out of me. You really are. Y'all keep just pulling. My son talked to me this morning. He said, Dad, except they eat your flesh and drink your blood, they got no life in you.
That's right.
And I said, I know that. How come I didn't know that? But I do know that. And he's not talking about being accountable.
That's right.
He's talking about partaking of the Spirit of life that's in me. That's the flesh and blood.
Yes.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Drink my spirit.
Yes.
Eat my word. Eat my life. Eat me. Drink me.
Yes.
And live.
Yes.
Did y'all have a clue what I was like before I got here? Aren't you glad? You probably wouldn't let me come if you had a mind. No. Hear what he said. I, John, am your brother and companion in tribulation. If you don't read this real close, you'll miss it. He's a brother. He's a companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. Did he tell you where he was at? On the isle that is called Patmos. Did he tell you why he was there?
For the word of God.
For the word of God and other testimony of Jesus Christ. He tells you who he is, where he was at, and why he's there.
Mm-hmm.
And I declare to you, I do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know who I am. I know where I'm at. I know why I'm here.
Amen. Amen.
Do you? Of course you do.
Yes.
See, John said, I'm your brother.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
And of course, you know the Isle of Patmos. You know what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the hardened criminals was sent to die.
Mm-hmm.
If you went to Patmos, you never come back.
Mm.
San Francisco, California, they got the prison that they vacated now. And everybody flocks that old prison out in the water on the island. I said, God, I don't want to go out there. Ain't nothing but death out there.
That's right.
I ain't going to pay no $20 to go see where people died in dungeons and shackles and chains and electric chair. That ain't my life.
Amen.
If I go out there and speak a word of life and bring somebody out, of course, ain't nobody there anymore.
That's right.
But you see, that's where John was.
Mm-hmm.
John knew he'd never come back. Now, you're going to have to hear this now. There's a place in God that you know you ain't coming back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know why you're there.
Yeah.
And it don't matter what has been, you know where you're at.
Yeah,
you know who you are.
Yeah.
You know why you're there.
Right.
And you know you ain't going back. God has so arranged it in your life that you will never go back there again.
Hallelujah.
You can't go back to yesterday's.
Hallelujah.
God so sees fit that you will never let you go back.
Glory.
Now in your mind you may play games once in a while.
Yeah.
But after all, you'll tear up that recorder.
Yeah.
You can't remember. You can't play. Hear what he said. I was in the Spirit. Now the King James says on the Lord's Day. It literally says I was in the Spirit of the Lord on the day. I was in the Spirit of the day,
mm-hmm.
is one translation says. I was in the Spirit of the day of the Lord. Adam was in the spirit of Adam.
Mm-hmm.
John's in the spirit of the day of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the spirit of Adam. He's in the spirit of the day of the Lord. And he said, I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. And he can't describe it. All he knows is sounding like a trumpet blaring in his ears. He says, a great voice, and it sounds like a trumpet. But that voice was telling him something. Here's what he said. He said, saying, well, he said, I was in the Spirit on the day of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord on that day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, get this. The voice was behind him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever sing the song, Lord, lead me on mm-hmm. from day to day?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you now, he ain't leading you day by day. Don't get angry with me now. Everything you hear now is going to be behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because you come from home.
Yes.
And you see, the reason a voice is behind him because it cut off everything that had been.
Yes.
He couldn't see anything in the past. When he turned to look, I asked you what he seen a while ago. When he turned to look, all he could see was a voice.
Mm-hmm.
What a day.
Yes.
To let go of everything that has been.
Yes.
And see nothing but the voice.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God,
yes.
My God, my God.
Mm.
That's why the voice is behind. That's why it's behind you. From now on, you're going to have to turn around if you see the voice.
Yes.
And say, I'm looking. Turn around and look. So you see, you're still looking out there to see him. He ain't out there, he behind you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You'll love me now.
Yeah.
How many think I'm a little bit off? Here's what he said. The voice told him, I'm Alpha and Omega. Now in verse 9 he said that. But in verse 9, he said, I'm the beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm.
Here, he changed a little bit. I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the first. And who is? What, read out loud.
And the last.
You believe that?
Mm-hmm.
You believe as he is, so are you?
Mm-hmm.
You believe you're the first, yes. But you're the last?
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I see is right in the book. I'm hurrying now. Go to verse 12. And I turned to see the voice. It's all about a voice and a man.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't hear this, you'll miss it.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't a man that you're looking at. It's the voice that you're hearing and you're seeing.
Yes.
You're going to see the voice that you hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, I turned to see the voice which spoke to me. And being turned, I saw. It was the voice that got him to turn. And until the voice, you hear the voice, you can't turn.
That's right.
You go straight on. Heard the voice and he turned. Seven golden candlesticks. In the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man. He didn't say he was. Like unto.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Son of God. Son of Man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see it now? You're
yes.
with me. Okay.
Yes.
But he was clothed with a garment down to the foot. And girt about the paps with a golden girdle. The paps with the breast.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes El Shaddai, the breasted one.
Mm-hmm.
The one that feeds.
Yes.
The one that nourishes.
Yes.
The one that gives life.
Mm-hmm.
While you're a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you now, you quit sucking tits when you get grown.
Amen.
My mama used to call them sugar tits.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they make one for you, baby?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fooler. You take sugar and mix hot water and the baby will suck it.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what us babies sometimes will eat.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing that it's a phony.
Yeah.
I'm having fun. Y'all might as well kick your shoes off and stay a while. If I'm too plain, say, oh. And if I ain't, say, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But here's what he's saying. You know. And he said, in the midst of the seven was the Son of Man, verse 14. Now he just got through looking at a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because breasts are the paps. Was girded. Now, if I can get plain, you don't feed babies with a girdle around your breast.
That's right.
Do you, mamas?
Amen.
Mm-mm. Did it ever occur to you why this breast was girded with a pap? It meant breastfeeding days was over.
Mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because and if you still gotta have milk, you're gonna go hungry, baby.
Right. That's it. No more babies. Mm. Hallelujah. Glory. Mm.
And I'm telling you now, that woman sitting there in the order of God will quit feeding you baby food.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen.
Amen.
How many would be tickled to death to see her completely changed?
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Glory.
I'm going to tell you what, when she's finally changed, you might well get her, she'll tear up your cob house.
Hallelujah.
And you might well get ready. If she don't do it, something else will, because your day has come.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I ain't no quitting here. Somebody tell me to stop.
You got a 92-minute tape, it ain't run out yet.
Oh. His head and his hairs were white like wool. Literally saying maturity.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Full age.
Yes.
There ain't no baby feeding here.
Mm-mm.
Days of feeding babies are long gone.
Yes. Yes.
Those paths won't never be exposed again.
Mm-mm.
You don't feed no babies in this message.
Amen, brother.
You ain't gonna feed no babies in the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Strong meat belongs to those who are full age,
yes.
Who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern.
Yes. Glory.
And if you don't want it, don't worry about it. Go ahead. But because your ears has heard, there'll be a day when you'll have to conform what you heard, and you can do it today or you can do it tomorrow. But you will do it.
Amen.
You don't think you come here just by chance, do you?
Mm.
You don't think you just happen to stagger in here. Mm. You've been ordained.
Yes.
You've been predestined.
Yes.
I'm telling you now, before you pull off that robe that she talked about, before you pull off your robe and laid it down to come here, you was predestined.
Yes.
It was already predetermined.
Mm.
And you're going to do the will of God. You'll do it in this day or in the next day or the next day, but you're going to do the will of God.
Amen.
He ain't going to write your name out. He ain't going to scratch your name out.
Right.
No. You're going to do it.
Amen. Amen.
That means
you're
powerful.
His feet, like brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters. That's a multiple voices. But you can read a little bit further in Revelation and you'll find out that there's one voice.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't many waters now.
That's right.
It's become one river.
Yes.
Out of the belly.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to the city coming down, when you finally get, see, we've been so focused on trying to go somewhere, going up. My going up don't help nobody.
Mm-mm.
It's me coming down.
Coming down, right.
And that's what John saw, the city coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you now, there wasn't anything wrong with the city.
Mm-hmm.
And you can keep waiting for another day if you want to, but I'm telling you there's a city coming down and there ain't nothing wrong with her.
That's right. That's right.
And when you go down to the bottom of the page, you see he said that the nations of them which are saved is going to walk in the light of the city.
Yes.
They're not the city. You're the city.
Uh-huh.
He said you're the city set on the hill.
Yes,
he said you're the light of the world.
Yes.
For God's sake, why keep passing them up trying to get him to do something?
That's right.
Is this okay?
Yes. See? Yes. Glory.
How many believe he went back to the Father?
Yes.
Well, if he went back to the Father, how many believe he's still doing something?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He ain't.
He finished.
He finished it.
Mm-hmm.
It's over with for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he sent you the Spirit of Truth. He ain't doing it.
That's right.
Somebody says, oh, God's doing it. No, God ain't. God's resting.
Yes.
It says he is.
Yeah.
People say, well, if God don't do it, it can't be done. Well, maybe not for you, but God ain't going to do it. You might well get up off of your lazy whatever and
mm-hmm.
get with the show and understand that you're here for a purpose.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, come on now, folks. Mm-hmm. We're not here to play religion. We're not here just as another religious circle or a social club. We're here on a mission.
Yes.
We come here with a message.
Yes.
To bring reconciliation.
Yes.
Look, look, look. Look at verse 16. And he had in his right hand seven stars. You know this, but I'll remind you. Stars represents ministries. Right now, I'd like to preach on the bright morning. There's a morning star. I ain't going to go there. But he had in his right hand seven stars. It's amazing it wasn't in his left hand. Right hand simply means a position of a higher order. And that's where the ministry comes from, is the ministry of a higher order.
Mm-hmm.
And it condescends to an earthly level to reconcile everything. Now, you're pulling on me, but if you remember in Matthew 16, when he told Peter, he said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And it's apparent that Peter didn't have all the keys, because when you go to Revelation, there's somebody else got the key of death and hell.
Mm-hmm.
Peter didn't have them. Somebody else did. But he gave Peter the keys.
Mm-hmm.
And here was the key he gave Peter. He said, Peter, whatever you loose
mm-hmm.
or whatever you bind,
mm-hmm.
you got two words. Whatever you bind in heaven is going to be bound on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you loose on earth is going to be loosed in heaven. Well, the word bind is the same word as a burden barrier or that which yokes two things together.
Mm-hmm.
And he told Peter, he said, Peter, I'm going to give you the revelation that you're going to be able to take the things of the heavens and the things of the earth and tie them together until when you look at one, you see all of them. You hear me now? Oh my God, yes. When you're able, when you come to the revelation that I've given you, Peter, you're going to take heaven and earth and you're going to bring them together. And everything that's in the heavens is going to be earthly. And everything that's earthly is going to be heavenly. You're not going to be able to separate the heavens and from the earth. They're going to be one and the same. The same voice is going to be in all of them.
Yes.
That was the key they gave to Peter.
Yes.
The revelation. I show you a key that you've got that he didn't have. Come from the right hand. Everything you've gotten, God, come from the right hand.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, the left hand is saved,
mm-hmm.
but they're not the priesthood.
That's right.
How many knows every preacher is not a priest?
Mm-hmm.
See, how many knows every Levite is not a priest?
Mm-hmm.
But every priest was a Levite.
Mm-hmm.
See,